We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere.
Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. My sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is over there running the iPad for us. And our guest this morning is Tom Ivester. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good to see you.
I'm the fill-in, the switch.
You surprised us.
I was supposed to go Friday, but I'm here today, Wednesday.
Fun Wednesday.
Yeah, that's it.
Use a pick-me-up in the middle of the week.
That's it. That's it.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send them to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837, or you can comment on the Facebook post, and we'll do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and I'll get those uploaded shortly after the program has ended. Our Facebook sponsor for today is Gateway Church, Pastor Chasten Music. We are better together. And please like, share, and comment to let us know you're joining us, even if it's the replay. I think I covered it all. Would you like to pray to start us out?
I sure will. I'm going to go ahead. Yes. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to knowledge and our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for his truth, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him at all times and in all places may give thanks to you in all things. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to give my normal disclaimer. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a longtime Sunday school teacher. I'm just a guy that Neva asked to do this a long, long, long time ago, and I've been doing it ever since. So I guess take all that with a grain of salt. I used to kind of try to give a message, but I gave that up a while back. So I just play music and read scripture now. So you can take what you want to out of it. Like I said, take it with a grain of salt. So this has kind of become my mantra song here. I start out with this song, and it for me, it's almost a prayer in and of itself. So this is it.
I need somebody,
help,
not just anybody,
help,
you know I need someone,
help.
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
But now
these days are gone,
days
I'm not so self-assured,
now I find
a change of mind,
and
open up the doors. If you can, I'm feeling down,
and I do appreciate you being
round.
Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Won't you please, please help me?
Now
my life has changed in so many ways.
My independence
seems to vanish in the haze.
Done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down,
and I do appreciate you being round.
Help me get
for sure. Now that I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Help me, help me.
Ooh. Okay, that was Help by the Beatles. Recognize that song, you've been living under a rock for the past 2 years or 20 or 30. So, okay, I'm going to read from the book of Proverbs. I'm going to start in chapter 15. Let's start with verse 1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. A fool spurns his father's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. The house of the righteous contains great treasure, but the income of the wicked brings them trouble. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, not so the hearts of fools. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Stern discipline awaits him who leaves the path. He who hates correction will die. Death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more the hearts of men? A mocker resents correction. He will not consult the wise. A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. All the days of the oppressed are wretched, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened calf with hatred. A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel. The way of the sluggard is blocked with thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Okay, so that's 20 verses, so let me pull up the next song here. Okay, so I like country music, and I like Buck Owens, so this is a Buck Owens song called I Don't Care Just As Long As You Love Me. So here we go.
Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I don't care if the bells don't chime. Just as long as you love me. Spin. I don't care if the gins won't gin, just as long as you love me. So darling, let it rain, let it snow, let the cold north wind blow, just as long as you love me. North to south, east to west, you know I will stand the test, just as long as you love me. Thank you.
of me.
Okay, that was an old Buck Owens song, actually from the 60s. I like him, Bakersfield, California. So I'm going to continue to read Book of Proverbs. This is, again, chapter 15. I'll start again on verse 21. Folly delights a man who lacks judgment, but a man of understanding keeps a straight course. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. A man finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word. The path of life leads upward for the wise to keep him from going down to the grave. The Lord tears down the proud man's house, but he keeps the widow's boundaries intact. The Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked, but those of the pure are blessing to him. A greedy man brings trouble to his family, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. A cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. He who listens to a life-giving rebuke will be at home among the wise. He who ignores discipline despises himself, but whoever heeds correction gains understanding. The fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes before honor. Okay, so that's the end of chapter 15. We're going to go right into another song. And I deal a lot with the crossover between generations. So I'm Generation X, so that would be the late 60s and 70s, people who were born in the late 60s and 70s, and sandwiched in between the boomers, who were mostly shrinking at this point, dying off, and the millennials. So the millennials actually in numbers have surpassed the boomers. So the largest numbers population-wise we have in the world and in the United States are the millennials. And so the old idea that they're, they're just a offshoot or we can't pay attention is, you know, they're the majority now. And so sandwiched in between, I feel like I'm, bridging the divide. Mm-hmm. Because we've got a lot of, on both sides, millennials don't even try to understand the boomers, and the boomers are not even trying to understand the millennials. And you're like, this isn't working. So I wanted to play this song. So I thought it kind of fit because I was in a meeting the other day and there was a boomer in there and she said something and I knew it was exactly the opposite of what the millennials thought. And she said it as though it was gospel. And I thought, you just lost the entire crowd, and she didn't even know it. So this song is called Long Time Gone. And I think for a lot of the boomers, and for older people, it's hard to accept change. You pine for what was, but really you're pining for, in my opinion, what never was. It's just rose-colored glasses of nostalgia that probably wouldn't really like that. So I get around my sister and we talk about growing up and I'm like, sometimes I'm like, were we in the same household? I mean, we were, but I mean, she has a very different memory of some events than I do. And that's the problem with memory. So anyway, this song is called Long Time Gone.
Looking out on a vacant field, used to be
called Long Time Gone. So we'll get back into Scripture. So we're on verse or chapter 16. We're going to skip over to Proverbs chapter 19. Start with verse 1. Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse. It is not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way. A man's own folly ruins his life, yet his heart rages against the Lord. Wealth brings many friends, but a poor man's friends desert him. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who pours out lies will not go free. Many curry favor with a ruler, and everyone is a friend of a man who gives gifts. A poor man is shunned by all his relatives. How much more do his friends avoid him? Though he pursues them with pleading, they are nowhere to be found. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who cherishes understanding prospers. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who pours out lies will perish. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury. How much worse for a slave to rule over princes. A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. A king's rage is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is his father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping. My wife didn't like that verse. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness brings on deep sleep, and the shiftless man goes hungry. So that's Proverbs chapter 19. Do we have any prayer requests, or you may keep going? I've got a lot of songs here.
I have one prayer request for this morning. Pray for Amy Dietz and her mom, Nona Whitney. They are in Oklahoma City this morning. Nona Whitney, Amy's mom, is having back surgery this morning. Okay. Yeah. And then continue prayers for Joe Pyatt and Neva.
Okay. Dear Lord, we thank you, come to you, thanking you for all you have given us, praising you for today and the opportunity to live out the life you have for us. We pray for Joe and Neva Pyatt. Please be with them in their times of need. We ask that would you be with Amy Dietz and her mom, Nona Whitney, this morning for surgery. Place your healing hands upon them. Be with their care team. Be with their doctors and their nurses and all those in the care team in the operating room. Just watch over them and be with them in their time of need. We ask all this in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen. There is a Sisterhood 2020 coming up October 21st at Grandview Church at Pioneer and Country Club here in Elk City. They're going to have 5 breakout sessions. Y'all don't want to miss this. We went last year, and it was amazing. If you would like more information, you can contact us here by email, hourofpower32@gmail.com, or you can call us at 580-485-0837, and we will get you in touch. Or you can just look up Grandview Church on Facebook. The Refuge Church is now located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Y'all, she won't just bless your shoes off. She'll bless your shoes and socks off. Sunday school is at 10. Sunday worship, 10:45. Sunday evening prayer is at 5. Bible study at 6. Wednesday Bible study at 7. Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact them at 580-729-0956. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship. Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you, they protect you.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
We're back. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Tom Ivester, so it's Fun Wednesday.
Well, we'll go ahead. With that, I was going to read a prayer, but I'll go ahead and start with a song then. Okay, so let's see here. This is a trio. Let's see if I can find it now. It's an older song. Most people recognize it. Dolly Parton was one of the singers. Linda Ronstadt. And I think it was Emmylou Harris. Those Memories of You. So I always like this song. It's kind of the fit with the theme of, you know, a lot of people remember things with rose-colored glasses or they don't remember. Example, you know, I give you my sister. And I'm like, we can tell the same story, the same event of us growing up. And I'm like, I don't remember it that way. And she says, I don't remember it that way. And so our memories are colored by either previous or past experiences and sometimes don't reflect what actually happened. Mm-hmm. But anyway, those memories of you, this is a good song.
Those memories
Okay, those memories of you, that was a trio that got together, I think, for maybe two albums, Linda Ronstadt, Dolly Parton, and Emmylou Harris, and boy, they sound good together. Mm-hmm. Great harmonies. Okay, Proverbs, we'll go with, we're going to go with chapter 22. Good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life. If in the paths of the wicked lie thorns and snares, but he who guards his soul stays far from them. Train a child in the way he should go, and where he is, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He who sows wickedness reaps trouble, and the rod of his fury will be destroyed. A generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. Drive out the mocker, and he goes, and out goes strife. Quarrels and insults are ended. He who loves a pure heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king for his friend. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he frustrates the words of the unfaithful. The sluggard says, "There is a lion outside," or, "I will be murdered in the streets." The mouth of an adulteress is a deep pit. He who is under the Lord's wrath will fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. He who oppresses the poor to increase his wealth, and he who gives gifts to the rich, both come to poverty. Pay attention and listen to the sayings of the wise, and apply your heart to what I teach, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart, and have all of them ready on your lips, so that you may trust, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I teach you today, even you. Have I not written 30 sayings for you, sayings of counsel and knowledge, teaching your true and reliable words, so that you can give sound answers to him who sent you. Do not exploit the poor because they are poor. Do not crush the needy in court, for the Lord will take up their case and will plunder those who plunder them. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with an easily angered one, or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared. Do not be a man who strikes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you. Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your forefathers. Oh, that's the classic Western Oklahoma legal case, by the way, is the boundary dispute. I've tried at least, I don't know, 30 or 40 of those. Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your forefathers. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings. He will not serve before obscure men. When you sit to dine with a ruler, note well what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you are given to gluttony. Do not crave his delicacies, for that food is deceptive. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. Do not eat the food of a stingy man. Do not crave his delicacies. For he is the kind of man who is always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the little you have eaten and will have wasted your compliments. Do not speak to a fool, for he will scorn the wisdom of your words. Do not move an ancient boundary stone or encroach on the fields of the fatherless. For their defender is strong, he will take up their case against you. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with the rod, he will not die. Punish him with the rod and save his soul from death. My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my son, and be wise, and keep your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat. For drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. May your father and mother be glad. May she who gave you birth rejoice.
Okay.